my Monday night pool friend.
You haven't been in for a couple of weeks. Last time I saw you, you were considering coming in on the weekend. But alas, you didn't.
I was looking forward to wearing your cowboy hat.
Yeehaw.
What?
I don't know what that means.
All right.
Secret code.
Looking at Simcoe Saturday night. Hi. I seen you looking at Simcoe on Saturday night. You had a tan shirt on and shorts. I think I seen you by the food train and caught you looking at me. I was looking at you two times. Let me know what I was wearing and if you want to get in touch with me.
All right.
Wife seeks woman. Hello. I'm looking for the woman who posted with this title. Wife seeks woman. We connected, but seemed to loose. You probably due to your posting expire. You said you would try another address, but haven't heard. I need to reconnect with you, so if you see this, please respond with your last posted info so I know it's you. Wife seeks woman.
Worked at Molly's. You used to work at Molly's. Gave me your email. Guess I got it wrong. LOL. If you see this, reply, please.
Red, Newports. You came into the store about 8 o'clock, but we were out of red Newports. I thought you were really cute. Would love to hang out or something. Hit me up with the name of the store or what you're wearing or what you smoke. I know this is a long shot, but if you're interested, I'd love to hear from you.
Newports.
Red Newports.
Reds.
Give me the Reds unfiltered.
It's my favorite.
A Miller's Tavern Friday night.
A Miller what?
Miller's Tavern.
Oh, okay.
To the group of three guys. Specifically, two had baseball caps on, one in a green shirt, one in a black shirt, both in the late 20s, early 30s. You were real nice to look at. Thanks for being there. I was sad to see you go both times, but love to watch you leave, Winky.
Woo! Maryville Mail. Oh, sorry, Mayville Mail.
Ah.
Thought you were checking me out.
You're so hot. And that butt. Wow.
I would love to...
Inappropriate, 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 inappropriate.
Very discreet and respectful. If you're up for some fun, let me know. I'm up. Let me know what you were driving, where you were staring at me, so I know it's you.
Ah.
I'm inappropriate, inappropriate, and fun. Hope to hear from you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mayville, huh?
Let's deliver some mail, so to speak.
A city park laborer in a little shoe. On Wednesday, August 6th, I biked to the end of Heritage Trail and turned around at Sanatorium Road. You were wearing a cap, sleeveless shirt and jeans, brown hair. You put the metal post into the ground and asked how my day was so far. I answered, then asked how yours was. You said, great, now I'm free for lunch. You acknowledged me and you were genuinely polite. Would like to have more conversation with you. This makes me sad because I feel like this woman, someone was nice to her, so now there must be an instant connection.
Just got this text in. I was the guy with the red Newports. LOL, definitely not replying.
Oh, boy.
Is that because of the dramatic recreation?
Yes. Beetlejuice making several appearances on the text this morning.
Newports.
Newport Reds. Yeah.
Unfiltered.
Not right.
I wish I had the guts to tell you how I really feel.
Oh, boy.
I wish I wasn't so shy and could just tell you how I feel, but honestly, the thought of telling you how I feel makes me panic.
It's scary.
So, seeing as I doubt you will ever read this, I can let it out without having to really face my fear, so here it goes. When we first started talking, I was shocked you wanted to pay attention to me. Me, of all people. As time went by, we snuck around with each other a lot, texting, Facebook, late-night visits, Winky. At first, it was all just fun and games, but lately, things have changed. We spent a lot more time together. You opened up to me about your problems, and honestly, my heart broke for you. All I wanted to do was pick up your pieces, put them back together. You told me I made you happy, I made you smile, that you really liked being around me. You hinted towards us being together. Quote, think about the big picture, you said. I could honestly see us having a life together, but then all of a sudden, one day, you just stopped talking to me. No answers to my texts, no phone calls, nothing for about 3 weeks. Then one day, poof, you show back up, act like nothing happened. I just don't get it. I thought I was good enough for you. Everything suddenly changed. You no longer wanted to talk to me the same. You barely look at me when we're near each other. I've heard rumors that you and your ex made up and were getting back together. Was I just a placeholder until she came back? Did you mean all those things you said, or were you just playing a game? Did I do something wrong? If I'm not good enough for you, you should have just told me. You got inside my head, you made me love you, and now I'm here, I'm alone, I'm heartbroken. I wish I knew the truth. I wish you would just tell me how you really feel, what you really want. I just want to make you happy, and if it means not being with me, well, yes, it will hurt. But if you are happy, I'm okay with this.
Wow.
I am madly in love with you.
You think she read this whole thing?
Madly.
Wow.
That was a woman writing to a man.
Is that what it was?
Yes, it was.
And here we got the long version of a man for a woman.
It's Misconnection Wednesday, by the way, brought to you by Optivision IXX.
I lost you before I had you.
Oh.
I found you, not knowing what I was looking for. We met in Pick and Save and then went for a walk in the park. I spent the next 3 days with you. We talked about life and what we were looking for. We cuddled. We were intimate. You seemed happy and I was happy, much happier than I'd been in a long time. I never thought there was any in the world who could truly make me feel the way you did. Then out of the blue Friday, you said you couldn't see me anymore and that I had to change my life situation for me and not just for you. I am not happy with my current situation, but my most life I've known nothing but a grinding misery. Many of those I've cared about are no longer around, and I thought I found someone that I could finally be me around. Nope, this was 3 days. I'm sorry if you feel hurt. I was am willing to change my situation for you if it meant we had a shot. If it meant I had a shot of being happy. If it meant we had a shot of being happy. But it appears you no longer want that. I have a hard time. I fell so hard for a woman so quickly, given that I'm attached. I know each other for a short period. I want you to be happy as well. I want you to know that you make me feel ways I never thought were possible, and I long for that feeling again.
Oh.
It's hard to lose something so great after feeling it for only a brief moment in time. That's what she said.
72
hours. If you're reading this, I hope you know the way I feel about you, and I hope you feel the same way. I know you are scared of being hurt. I don't want you to feel the way I do now. I hope you understand. I don't want to lose you forever.
Love at the Pick and Save. That's what happens.
If 3 days, a 3 day bender at Pick and Save is what this was. A 3 day love bender.
72 hours of bliss.
That's right.
Better to have known 72 hours and lost than never to have had an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Well said, my friend.
Thank you. Raven-colored hair, young woman, Walmart, West Depee. Yes, Depee. It says Depee.
Yeah.
I saw you at W. Depeer Walmart Sat night about 11:30 p.m. You were wearing all black, black hair with purple. I have long beard, was wearing blue Florida shirt with light brown cargo pants. You seemed shy, but look gorgeous. I wanted to ask you out for coffee and warm pie with a scoop of ice cream at Denny's. But didn't want you to think I was just another creep at Walmart.
No, because that wouldn't have been creepy at all.
No. That's it. Who doesn't want coffee
and warm pie with a scoop of ice cream? I think I would never turn down warm coffee and a scoop of ice cream at Denny's.
Absolutely. So specific.
Doesn't matter how creepy you are.
He's got one in mind, doesn't he, at that point? Yeah. He's been to Denny's enough to know he gets the cherry pie with a scoop of ice cream and coffee.
Yeah, funnel cake fries, what?
Oh, please.
Tomorrow?
24 hours, baby.